All right. Well, I'm hungry, and so we're going to start right now. Brother Kevin, I'm going to have you come on up. I know you're due at 7:40, so that doesn't give you extra time either, okay? All right? So at 7:40, if you can be done, that'll be great, okay?
Well, Titus 2:11 says, "The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." And I have sort of an odd testimony kind of sermon, but the Lord just kind of laid this on my heart for a while. And I think only recently did I understand some of it. But I want to tell you a little bit. There was a song back in 1973. Bob Seger wrote it in a hotel room in a small Wisconsin town. It didn't get popular until 1976. I was in the eighth grade. I remember it being on the radio. And I liked that kind of music back then. I had 100 albums or so. And those were those big round 12-inch things for you young folks that gave you the inspiration for CDs. But the song was called "Turn the Page." And the chorus went like this. "Here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go, playing star again. There I go, turn the page." So why do I talk about this tonight? Well, first of all, the Bible said in 2 Corinthians 3:2, "Ye are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read of all men." I believe Bob Seger got his inspiration of that from here, not totally understanding it. But that's not really why I bring up that song. When I was probably before kindergarten, I had a nightmare that would happen over and over again. I don't know how many times it happened, but it happened enough, I still remember it. And it went like this. There was a book, and I really didn't know anything about the book. I just knew the book was really important to my dad. And in the beginning of the dream, this really important book, I open it up, and I rip out a page. And I think, oh man, I'm in trouble. Turn another page. I rip it out. And I rip out another page. And at the end of the dream, there's no pages left. I've ripped them all out. I don't remember if I woke up afraid or if I was just fearful for like hours in the dream of what was going to happen when my dad found out that I'd ripped all the pages out of the book. Well, fast forward, that was kindergarten. In eighth grade, there was another experience. I had some Gideon's Bibles, and interestingly enough, I grew up in a place where the Gideons would come to the public schools and hand out New Testaments. That was the good old America that I grew up in. So I had a few New Testaments in my room, because I would take anything that was free. I also had really bad allergies, and one day, my face was just dripping wet. No respect for the Word of God, I opened up one of those pages. I ripped out a page, and I used it as a Kleenex. Still remember that. Still feel, I've asked the Lord to forgive me multiple times since getting saved about that event, but I still remember it. But it was a few years back, I started thinking, you know, maybe that's what the dream was about. Because I don't think I ever physically tore out another page after that. But I know I tore out some pages spiritually. That one by one, principles that I knew that were in Scripture, that I had been taught in my home, even though I didn't grow up in a Christian home, I knew of Christianity. I knew what was right and what was wrong. And many times, time after time, I'd choose the wrong. There I go, turn the page. Well, we know that the wages of sin is death. But did you know that the wages of sin is also more sin? Isaiah 30, verse 1, says this. Get my Bible right side up. there. Isaiah 31, woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. And I'll say to you, that's what I did. I'm sure it started before I ripped that page out of the Bible, but I know that I was hardened after that. And I know that there were many principles that I went against this book in my life as a lost boy in junior high and a lost boy in high school. There I go, turn the page. But I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to tell you how far I sank. First of all, I wouldn't have time. Second of all, I don't want to. But one day I recognized the depravity of my own self, and I got saved, man. I got saved. This lost boy from Ohio was found, and I found the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm so thankful for him. The Bible says, draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you, James 4:8. But I want to leave you with this passage because it really sums up, it's an obscure passage in Hebrews, but Hebrews 10, verse 31 and 33, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God, but call to remembrance the former days in which after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst you were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly will she became companions to them that were so used. So I'll leave you with this. I'm done. But I'm going to change Bob Seger's lyrics. Here I am. I'm preaching again. Here I am up on the stage. Here I go. I'm born again. There I go. Turn the page.